Our topic today is selling to seniors. Would you like to have a growing market of wealthy customers who are brand loyal, have money, and are discriminating consumers? Two groups in this category might be labeled traditional seniors, those already 50 and over, and new seniors, the group that's about to be 50, but never call either group elderly. Traditional seniors now total over 93 million, which is 28% of the total population in the country. And by the year 2015, that number will rise to over 107 million people, 34.5% of the total population. The post-World War II generation fueled the greatest baby boom the world has ever seen and peaked in numbers in 1957. Those age 48 and soon to be 48-year-olds will be eligible to join AARP in less than 2 years. As their income peaks and their children move away, their disposable income maximizes. This is not just an American phenomenon and has been documented in Europe and Asia. China alone has over 130 million senior consumers, and by the year 2050, they will have estimated 400 million. It's hard to argue with the sheer volume of consumers when considering opportunity. European businesses are taking note of changing population bases, and much information regarding practices useful in marketing to seniors is readily available via the Internet. Marketing efforts targeting the mature customer will become more critical, but it's interesting to ask why so many marketers generally tend to ignore the older customer. Since the traditional senior market will not go away and will, in fact, be augmented by new recruits, sooner or later, marketers will have to deal with it. Seniors have usually been a group of careful buyers who do their research and compare extensively. Marketing to the new seniors will, by necessity, include the use of the Internet. Do you market to seniors on the Internet in the same way as to younger people? The American Association of Retired People has published several good articles on its website, which is aarp.com. These articles are concerning doing business with the senior market in general and via the web in particular. Seniors as a group seem to be quite interested in financial tools due to looming retirement. Tom Mullis, Sr., Vice President of Human Interface Design at Fidelity Investments, presented study results at ARP's kickoff event in 2003 regarding online design of websites designed for interaction with adults over the age of 50. The entire article, Fidelity Investments, 8 Lessons Learned, is available on ARP's website, which is aarp.org. Some of the tips include medium-sized fonts, a stable appearance to the site, and fairly simple layouts. Businesses who sell to seniors online or are running any kind of online customer interface should review this article. Change is inevitable, but one thing is certain. Both the traditional and new seniors are not going away. Stay in touch with your customers. Communicate their way, meet their needs, and your business will thrive.